teenagers in general, as we all know, they want to be current and fashionable, and by looking at their attitude towards Irish, we can see if they think there's a future in Irish, or if Irish seems old-fashioned or uncool. So the current trend seems to be that, you know, in primary school, that they go along with it and everything like that, and then when they hit secondary school age, that maybe there's a dip in interest there. It's kind of almost like trad music or folk music or something like that. There will always be a certain percentage who will always be in it all the time, but some people might dip and, you know, pop music or whatever, and that's fine. So English language is the equivalent of pop music. It's the most popular language, and everything they watch on TV and all the TikToks and everything, it's geared towards English. So, but I do find that they come back to it then when they go to college. But, you know, going to the Gaeltacht to learn Irish offers young people the opportunity to live with Irish, you know, be surrounded by it in the most natural way, you know, and experience, you know, speaking Irish in a Gaeltacht with other teens, people their own age. So that's what the benefit of the Gaeltacht is. And, you know, it can be life-changing for them because they, before that, maybe they don't hear or even think of Irish really. And after the Gaeltacht, they see Irish in a completely different light, as something useful and fun, and part of something exciting. So it's through that kind of positive attitude they can, you know, finally understand and listen to all the serious and important messages that adults try to tell them, like that Irish is their heritage and that it needs to be kept alive. You know, maybe they understand that more after a visit to the Gaeltacht.
Would you say that one of the main advantages of going to the Gaeltacht is that it maybe makes the language a little bit more real, as opposed to being just something that exists in a textbook or in an exam?
Exactly. That's it, exactly. That it's they hear it, it's around them, they go to the shop, they hear it. Because, you know, let's say even in the Gaelscoil here on the mainland, they have Irish at school and everything. But the second they step out of the gate, it's English again in the shop. It's English everywhere. Unless they go home and they you know, watch TG Cat or something like that. But it makes it more alive and so, but you know, you can't make anybody want something, you know, it's kind of it doesn't work like that with anything, grown ups, kids, anybody. But you can create opportunities for them to enjoy and appreciate the language, you know, that's the Gaeltacht really. And, you know, with towns and cities can do their bit by having more Irish around, or just, you know, politicians and everybody maybe speaking more Irish. So the summer courses are kind of like a clever trick of turning people from not caring about Irish too much into people who cherish the memory of learning and speaking the language in an environment, like you said, where it's all around them naturally.
Just in your own experience, MacDara, and I'm sure this varies from different parts of the country, but do you think there's still as much of an interest or a demand for the Gaeltacht and places in Gaeltacht summer courses?
Oh, there are, yeah. Because, you know, a lot of it's generational now for, you know, maybe three or four, or maybe even more generations that people have been going to the Gaeltacht. Like somebody said this morning, that it's a rite of passage almost. Not for me. I was born and raised in the Gaeltacht, so I never went to the Gaeltacht. even though my friends and I, our very first holiday that we went on, we did go to another Gaeltacht down in Kerry. So we felt jealous of all the city and town people coming to us and going on their Gaeltacht experience. So we went on our own kind of older teens' first holiday to the Gaeltacht. But I think it's very important, and I think a lot of people wish that everybody wishes they could go, and I think it should be an opportunity that everybody has, whatever background they come from, or whether they were born here or not, that they should all have an opportunity to embrace and hear the language and learn it themselves in a very, very natural and fun way.
something that, of course, has been highlighted by Conda na Gaeilge is that not all children have equal access to summer courses in the Gaeltacht, pointing out that some courses are quite expensive and charge over €1,000, and that the state funds a small scholarship scheme, but there'd be, I suppose, around 1,000 scholarships or less available. So it's clearly a something that has the potential, I suppose, to be gatekept or to become a kind of a class issue, almost. Would you say that there needs to be more done to, I suppose, to grant funding or to make more scholarships available to make sure that this doesn't become something that's gatekept by a particular group of people?
Of course. Yeah, that's not right. We all need to be equal. English, everybody speaks English, whether you're up or down or, you know, whatever. So Irish is no different. It belongs to everybody and everybody should have equal right to it. Because places like Conor McGregor or any Irish language organization, they themselves, they don't have enough funding. You might see X amount of people working for them, but that's still not enough. Because, one person can only do so much, or even 10 people. So there needs to be more funding into the organization of Irish language courses and extracurricular events and things like that, especially for young people and teenagers. They really need to invest more, maybe in preschool, Irish language in the preschool, so that the kids are already able to speak Irish at a level, high enough level, when they go into school. So there's from the ground up and from the top down, and meet in the middle, and Irish will have a fantastic future, and everybody will. So let's say, because not everybody can go to the Gaeltacht anyway, for whatever reason, not even financial. And in the Gaeltacht themselves, there's less fear and mráchi wanting to even have students stay with them. So there's a kind of a, it's from both sides really, the not dwindling, but there's less opportunity in it. But and it's so people aren't maybe even in the Gaeltacht themselves, they're not even keeping students anymore. So maybe in the towns and cities, that there should be more done, that there's Irish events, Irish everything through Irish for teenagers and kids, through Irish, that they can be learning it in a kind of a pseudo Gaeltacht, if you will, within the Gaeltacht. And there's loads of people from the Gaeltacht, if they want that experience, there's loads of people from the Gaeltacht scattered all over Ireland. We're not all just, I'm in Ennis, and there's loads of people from the Gaeltacht in Ennis and in every town, and you never know where you might find someone from the Gaeltacht. So to utilise them, if they want to get that rich, not everybody has to be native, but if they want to get as close to it as possible, to utilise the, because, there aren't that many of us left, the census and all that, they don't paint a great picture of people who are left in the Gaeltacht who speak Irish. There are still plenty, but not as many as maybe people think.